How stress can undermine memory. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. You might think you could never forget the face of someone who tortured or assaulted you. But according to Yale University psychiatrist Andy Morgan, don't be too sure. He and his colleagues studied more than 500 soldiers at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, while they were being trained for prisoner of war situations. After half an hour of frightening interrogations, many of the soldiers couldn't pick their tormentors out of a lineup, a photo spread, or a series of photos.
Even under its best circumstances, for a very highly stressful event, we found that at least one in three people was wrong. And if you don't have a picture from the scene of the crime, it's probably no better than a coin toss.
In fact, some of the soldiers even got the interrogator's gender wrong, yet they were sure they were right.
You have to remember these are special operations personnel and maybe pilots and Marines, so not real timid, anxious people. They were very confident in their responses to the test, but their confidence had no relationship whatsoever to accuracy.
He says soldiers in low-stress interrogations did better, but were still wrong about a quarter of the time. Morgan's team plans to further study the phenomenon and the brain chemistry behind it. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.